Today is World Mental Health Day. I'm going to talk a little bit about mental health issues today. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I've talked a significant amount about mental health issues on this podcast, and one of the reasons for that is I see these issues all the time, and I read about them in my legal practice. Having handled a number of disability cases, hundreds, in fact, I see these issues all the time, and they creep up, and it's a lot of the same issues. Now, each person suffers individually in their own way, but a lot of the issues are similar. And I think what permeates a lot of these issues is the fact that there's a lot of misinformation out there and that there are a lot of unfair stereotypes about people who are suffering from mental health issues. I think one of the things you hear about is people are referred to as crazy. Well, what does that mean? I would venture to say a lot of people are what, quote, crazy. If you really had a way of seeing and hearing all of their thoughts, we all have things that go on in our head that may be sort of out there and not something you would normally repeat. But a lot of people are dealing with situations. It's one of the reasons the pharmaceutical industry has done as well as it has financially. It's that there is a lot of hurt that goes on out there. And a lot of these medications, and of course the number one expenditure in terms of actual medical type services is the cost of mental health issues, but the number one medical cost is prescription drugs. And a lot of those prescription drugs are, a large percentage of them, is to treat mental health issues. And you hear a lot about different types of medications, your lithium, if you're going for a lower grade medication, Celexa, Lexapro. Those are some of the ones you hear about. Prozac, that has been very popular over the years. But there are many people that are on these medications, and sometimes medications work, sometimes they don't. Usually, it's been my understanding from having seen a lot of these issues, it's a combination of talk therapy, exercise, diet, and taking medications. There's no sort of silver bullet, so to speak, that affects it, that solves the problem. But these issues affect everyone. Everyone's family has mental health issues in them. One of the things that I've noticed, and I don't know if there's any correlation here, but it seems that there is an explosion of, you know, wine drinkers and microbreweries, and you know, people are obsessed with alcohol, more so than I remember it being in the past. And I'm wondering, to some extent, not that there's anything wrong with drinking, that there's some sort of escapist element in this, and that it's used to self-medicate to some extent. A lot of people that drink, they are self-medicating for underlying mental health issues, or at least that's been my experience from observing a lot of these cases, these disability cases, where there are sometimes alcohol issues. People that are really happy usually don't go out and get blitzed on the weekends or during the week, and are not obsessed with, you know, finding, you know, drinking a bunch of wine or drinking a bunch of beer, or hard liquor, or anything like that. Now, you may disagree with me, but I think I'm probably right on that. Mental health issues affect everyone, whether they affect you directly or indirectly. You may have a kid that has mental health issues. You may have a parent. You may have a coworker. You think about all of the lost productivity that happens, where people are not as focused, or they miss work, or they make mistakes, and that ends up costing people money. And it's just it is something that is a real problem. And there is not enough money, and there's not enough focus on prevention and dealing with mental health issues from the outset. Usually what happens is they get to the point where they're very acute, and somebody, you know, may have a suicidal ideation or a suicide attempt, and sometimes it's too late to stop it. And that's when the issue comes up. And there is, again, that stigma that's attached to it. I think part of that is, you know, people think about, you know, when people are hospitalized for mental health issues, they think of, you know, books such as One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which I think was an important book at the time, showed how the brutal conditions of some mental health treatment. But I think the converse of that is the image that people have in their mind about inpatient hospitalization for mental health services. And it's not always that way. Some places are better. I think, you know, you just have to go based on what the reputation of the place is. And a lot of the time it's what people can afford. If they're on Medicaid, they're just not going to get as good of services as you would with private insurance. And then private insurance, to some extent, will try to weasel out of some of these expenses as well, because that's kind of what a lot of insurance companies do. But from a perusal of Twitter and other social media today, I've seen people from all across the political spectrum that recognize that this is a problem and that it needs to be dealt with. They disagree over the way to do it, I think, but I think everybody recognizes that mental health issues are a problem everywhere, in every country in the world, and there are things that need to be done. And it's not just throwing a medication at it, because medications can have really adverse impact. So this is something that I believe in, you know, educating people about mental health issues and telling people, look, it's okay to have these issues. It's all right to be suffering from them, because a lot of people are, a lot of good people, a lot of productive, you know, people that are trying to contribute to society, and you're usually born with these issues. Now, there can be some stuff that comes up that can affect it one way or the other, but usually it's a genetic issue. So thank you for listening. If you've liked this show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or however you're listening to it. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.